signed into law by Governor Deval Patrick in 2012, an act relative to prescription drug diversion, abuse, and addiction, requires prescribers of painkillers to enroll in the state's now voluntary prescription monitoring program. Currently, about 1,700 prescribers in Massachusetts are enrolled. Dr. Madeline Biondolillo is director of the Bureau of Healthcare Safety and Quality at the Department of Public Health.
We want to encourage and require as much use of the PMP as is practical and effective to try to stem the tide of the epidemic of death and disability and other problems from the diversion and abuse of particularly the opioids, but not limited only to the opioids.
As part of the process in crafting the regulations, the Department of Public Health recently held a public hearing on the draft regulations, where a variety of advocates and opponents voiced their opinions. The bill is designed to prevent patients from doctor shopping in cases where patients seek multiple prescriptions from separate doctors. Under the draft regulations, new patients are described as, quote, having not received any professional services from the participant within the previous 12 months, unquote. Dr. Richard Agababian, president of the Massachusetts Medical Society, said that that definition should be revised.
We have no problem with new patients. We just think the definition of a new patient, just because you haven't seen someone for 12 months doesn't mean you have to start all over again. The Medicare definition is 3 years. So all we're trying to do is to keep the time the doctor has with the patient relevant to the patient and not in administrative duties.
Visits from defined new patients would require doctors to check with the PMP database for information regarding past prescriptions. Other groups are also concerned with the new patient definition. The Massachusetts College of Emergency Physicians said that new patients should be considered unless a patient is presenting for an emergency condition. The U.S. Pain Foundation also submitted testimony claiming that the draft regulations policy of monitoring addictive Schedule 1 through 4 drugs is commendable, but said that restricting Schedule 5 drugs would create unnecessary access issues for patients. Schedule 5 drugs, classified by the Federal Controlled Substances Act, are defined as having a lower potential for abuse relative to drugs and other substances in Schedule 4. Wendy Foster, patient ambassador for the U.S. Pain Foundation, advocated not to block access for those with chronic painful conditions such as fibromyalgia, painful diabetic peripheral neuropathy, and many other conditions. Dr. Madeline Biondolillo of the DPH said she welcomed the comments submitted at Friday's hearing.
We welcome that. It's very much a part of the process and helps us draft the best regulations possible.
Biondolillo said that the comments will be brought back to the state's Public Health Council, where the regulations will be reconsidered. She estimated the final regulations to be released in 1 to 2 months. The deadline for written comments on the draft regulations for the revised prescription monitoring program is Friday. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.